All right, Esmeralda, what can you do? You understand what I'm seeing in the building? Can you?
I'm not sure. Describe it.
It's Skip Skipley.
What?
Hey, hi, guys.
Skip. Hi.
How's it going?
All right, man. How are you?
Good. Very good.
All right. How was the flight?
Delightful.
Okay. Okay. Delightful. All right. We're getting ready to transfer over to For the Record.
That's right.
Which is going to be our new game. So just a couple of more.
This edition, and then I think one more.
One more. Okay, so two more editions, counting this one, two more editions of pop-up video, and then we retire pop-up video, and we move on to For the Record, which is a trivia game about songs and music from the 80s and 90s, which is very similar to what we're doing here. And we still will have singing, so the cats don't have to worry. Everybody relax. Everybody will get to hear Esmeralda sing.
Tell the cats that.
They're very excited.
That have a meeting with them?
We will continue hearing Esmeralda's lovely, booming voice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and I know Dave Ennett is thrilled, too, and his army of psychic cats, when they arrive, will be also very happy. So, all right. So this is pop-up video, Skip, as you know.
Yeah.
And based on the VH1 show, and you're asking us questions about specific songs / videos and questions related to them. Should we hear the thing? Let's see if I do as well today as I did with board games yesterday, which was one of the worst quizzes that I've ever taken, Esmeralda, I would have to say.
Well, what you don't know is this is the board game edition.
No!
Oh! It literally is.
What?
It's pop. It, pop
it is a video.
Game.
It is
it
a
literally
it is a board
is
game
a board game no, edition. Board
literally.
Just about that.
Yeah, but not about board games. Okay. Are we going to begin now, Skip?
We shall.
Okay.
Mr. DiGilio, please provide us a line or two from the Rolling Stones, Under Cover of the Night.
Under Cover of the Night. Oh, man. I can't think of the lyrics.
It's a good Mick Jagger.
I can't think of the lyrics. It's a great video, though. I can't think of it, but I just know the only thing I know is the chorus.
You're pulling a me.
It's undercover the night. That's Dylan more
sounds,
than
yeah.
That sounds more like Dylan than Jagger.
Did he have a guest star role?
Undercover of the night. I just remember the guitar riff. And I remember the video, so that might help in this quiz.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Thank you.
All right.
Esmeralda, perform this. Please impersonate Mick Jagger on stage.
Oh, that's easy. I was actually...
You're going to stand up for this, right?
Oh, I was just going to do it sitting.
Oh, okay, you can do it.
You know, some of that.
You got a point, too.
Oh, right. Pointing. chicken.
That's very good.
Dance.
That's you look like an animatronic character on a Disney ride.
I'm auditioning for the ones that we're putting
for
together.
For Bong Marine.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's funny. Real quick, I was telling this story to some friends of mine because I was at the Uptown Lounge this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had gone on a date with this guy, and he took me there, and he immediately went. They were doing karaoke, and he immediately goes up. And prior to this, we had been chatting at another bar, and he decided to just keep doing impressions of things, like during the conversation.
Yeah.
And at one point, he did do a Mick Jagger. And then when we got to that place, there was karaoke, so he proceeded to essentially just leave me at the bar and sing Rolling Stone songs while doing the Mick Jagger.
How long did this last, Esmeralda? How long did this relationship last?
Oh, no, it lasted
one night.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to go.
I will say this. It's a bad sign if you end up at the Uptown Lounge. That's like, that's not a good sign already.
It was a Sunday. It was very late.
If you choose Uptown Lounge over the Green Mill, which is right across the street.
That's true. That is true. He might have known there's karaoke,
yeah,
so then he was like, let's go there.
I'm going to show off my Mick Jagger skills.
Oh, and it was a very Mike Myers Mick Jagger.
Oh.
And he's singing, and it was terrible.
Man, good for you, Esmeralda. You have that experience to think about for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right.
So he thought he was winning you over, or he just knew the date was not going anywhere.
No.
So I'm like, I'm going to bust out my impersonation.
No, he did think that he was winning me over.
Yeah. Well, that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Take somebody to a 4 o'clock bar, get up on stage, and start imitating Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
That's always been one of the best ways I've gotten.
Textbook.
I've gotten my wives.
Yeah, because he was like, do you want to go back to my place?
And oh,
I was like,
come on.
I'm going to go home.
He said that?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to leave. I'll see you. No.
You should have said, do you realize we're at the Uptown Lounge?
I just went,
and it's a Sunday?
I went, no. Right. No, that's no. Goodbye.
All right. Well, we all know that everybody likes to do Mick Jagger. We'll see you Friday morning on that one. All right. What do we got next? We're all tied at one.
Yay.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Mick starred with Emilio Estevez in what 1992 science fiction movie?
Free Jack!
Wow.
Come on, man. Don't play around with Free Jack. We did a whole...
Free Jack?
Oh, it's the best. Anthony Hopkins is a time travel movie.
Oh,
it's fantastic. Mick Jagger, Emilio Estevez, Free Jack.
Uh-huh.
That movie rules. They should have a Free Jack ride at Disney.
It should be very popular.
We did a whole scene in Vinyl Shop back in the day dedicated to
Free Jack.
Yes, we did.
Like two people in the audience know what you were talking about?
Because we were talking about what happened was we were talking about Mick Jagger's solo career.
Mm.
Barry picked up a single, Mick Jagger's single that we had, a 45, and said, what the hell happened to this guy? he used to be really, really good, you know, arguably the singer of the greatest rock and roll band of all time. He has a solo career, and he's Huey Lewis with throat cancer. And then you go, hey, man, did you see him in Free Jack? And then they start talking about Free Jack. Needless to say, I wrote that scene. So, all right, next.
Esmeralda, Ed Sullivan asked the band to cover the words to which song for their television appearance?
Oh, let's spend the night together.
That is correct.
So that's what that guy said to you. The guy said to you at the Uptown Lounge.
Oof.
Skip, flipped, parkour.
Hardcore parkour.
All right.
At what New York City tourist attraction do the characters in Sleepless in Seattle finally meet? This is for you, Mr. DiGilio. At what New York City tourist attraction do the characters in Sleepless in Seattle finally meet?
Empire State Building?
That is correct.
Okay.
I didn't even know they went to New York.
Yeah, it was a takeoff on An Affair to Remember.
But they're in Seattle.
They were, but he was in Seattle. She was like, or he was a, what the, she was a radio. Heard them on the radio, and they weren't in the same city?
Yeah, they were talking. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. I saw the movie once. It sucks.
Esmeralda, which, quote-unquote, baker boy does Glenn Close fall in love with in the 1985 movie Jagged Edge? Which, quote-unquote, baker boy... does Glenn Close fall in love with?
Did you see my visual hint?
In the 1985 movie Baker. Jagged Edge.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
You see? I'm trying to help.
It still doesn't. Baker Boy. Jeff Bridges?
That is correct. Bravo.
Is that what you were trying to tell me?
Well, he's my favorite actor, and he does that in Fearless.
Okay.
Not that anybody... Yeah, he does.
He does.
He does do that in Fearless.
Just so do other people in the history.
Yeah, I know. But I was just like more like, hey, think of my favorite actor. I wanted to give her psychic... It's just my favorite actor. I told you this 9,000 times.
I should have... My Rolodex of the things that...
He's literally my...
Loves.
He's my favorite actor, though.
Write that down.
Write it down, because it'll be a quiz... Again, at some point. This is the second time you were asked about Jeff Bridges, and I tried to help you. All right. What do we got? One more each here?
Correct.
All right.
Charlie Sheen is known for his private collection of what type of sports memorabilia?
I'm going to say baseball?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, he was only in Major League. I mean, what? Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. Who never appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show? Jerry Lewis? Fred Astaire, Bob Dylan, or Walt Disney? Who never appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show? Jerry Lewis, Fred Astaire, Bob Dylan, Walt Disney.
Hmm.
That's tough, man.
I'm going to say Walt Disney.
That is incorrect.
Is it Bob Dylan?
Correct.
Really?
I would
think he would have.
Well, end of the first round. It's 4-3. I'm in the lead. And by the way, what does the Ed Sullivan mentioned in the video or the song? I don't remember that.
Well, you don't remember the lyrics.
Oh, so. The lyrics. Yeah, that's probably there's an Ed Sullivan. There might be an Ed Sullivan lyric in there.
Well, the other question was the Ed Sullivan. They had him change the lyrics.
Oh, right. They had him change the lyrics. The Ed Sullivan. Right. Okay.
I should have taken the clue from your Bob Dylan singing.
That's what it was. Psychic.
It was Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. All right. This is the second week in a row I've had to sing a bad Rolling Stones song. I just want second time in a row.
Well, now we're almost done. So.
I know. All right. Actually, this Undercover is not a bad song. It's a good song. Weather and traffic. How about we do that? All right. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell in just a few minutes. Trucker Rich gets the last Two for Tuesday request in. That's the animals we got to get out of this place. And we are back. And, look who came back from retirement for another watch. It's Skip Skipley. Hi, Skip.
Hi, guys.
Do they at least keep getting better, the watches? Is it the same watch?
It's the same watch.
Wow.
Over and over and over again.
Whoever we're getting those from, they're making a killing.
Yeah, man.
Off of just us.
Well, he's back. Skip Skipley's back, and we are ready for round two of pop-up video. The cats are ready. I see Dave is in the sports department surrounded by hundreds of cats, ready to not be clawed. And Dave's pointing them all out, by the way.
Aw, he's named them all.
And they're all outside floating. And they want to hear Esmeralda. So shall we continue, Skip?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from UB40's Can't Help Falling in Love.
Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Only true love something. Is that not it? But I...
It's an Elvis song, by the way,
well,
if you want to go
it?
Back.
It was just, but it's, you know, reggae.
It's reggae version of an Elvis song, yeah.
I was singing.
Sing
it.
Something. The cats are getting angry.
I was singing it, man. Something can't help falling in love.
The cats are committing suicide
beat,
on Michigan Avenue.
The beat is evading me at the moment. Oh yeah, that's gonna help. That sounded more like do 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 do.
No, that's not what it is.
Okay, wait.
The cats are impatient. Dave is being clawed to death in the sports department right now.
Can't help falling in love with you.
That's the best version I've ever heard in my life. You're gonna give her a point for that, Elvis. Right now. Lathe in his grave.
I mean, he was already. Come on.
No, I'm just saying. He's spinning.
He's just spinning faster now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. All right. Oh, my God. Okay. By the way, I am going to do terribly on
That's
this
a
one.
Shame because I do know that I like that song and I can't.
Yeah, no. Elvis. I'm with you on the Elvis
right.
version. But all right. I thought it was going to be Red, Red Wine, and I was just going to vomit all over the floor.
That would have been a better one.
Red, Red Wine. I don't know the lyrics. Red, Red Wine. God, I sounded like Floyd the Barber from Andy Griffith there.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
This song was originally performed by what legend?
Elvis Presley.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
UB40's first hit was a cover of which quote-unquote colorful reggae tune originally composed by Neil Diamond?
Red, Red Wine.
Wow. Well, did red we just wine? Answer every... Is every question now ruined because of the conversation that we had?
Not quite.
But we got it. But we got to do a lovely version of Red, Red Wine.
Lovely.
Yeah.
True or false?
Okay.
A UB40 is a type of plane.
False.
You are correct. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's the British unemployment form.
Huh. I was going to say
submarine. Oh, that's right. That's right. No, you know why? You know why I knew it wasn't a plane? Because U2 is a plane.
You are correct.
That's why. Wow. That's why I knew that it wasn't going to be two band. I knew U2 was the band that was named after a plane.
So no other bands can be named after planes.
Jefferson Airplane.
B-52s.
B-52s. The Uniteds.
The Foo Fighters.
I don't know.
Are those planes or is that something else?
I think it might be. It might be something else. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are these questions on the...
No, but the U2, the reason why is because U2 is similar to UB40, and that's why they did the slick question with the U band.
Ah, okay.
No. So, trying to be slick. All right.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
We have flipped.
Flipped! He flipped parkour.
Oh, that card so hard.
Oh, man.
All right.
Skip, you all right?
I'm sorry. What is the Esmeralda? What is the force that causes things to fall on Earth?
Gravity?
That is correct.
Okay.
What the hell kind of question is that?
I was falling scared in love. It was something
else. Falling in love.
I was scared it was something else, and then I was like, I'm going to sound real dumb.
All right.
In what movie do a group of Elvis impersonators jump out of an airplane?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
That is correct.
Very funny movie, by the way. Very funny movie. And one of Nicolas Cage's funniest performances. Have you seen Honeymoon in Vegas?
Mm-mm.
It's really good. I met one of my girlfriends at an Elvis Presley impersonator convention.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Terrifying. So when I saw that movie, when that movie came out, it was about a month after we broke up. So I was very sad. I watched the movie, and it's a very funny, lovely movie, and I'm going, Leslie Presley, I miss you.
Wow.
So.
Esmeralda, the Scarlet Letter was worn by what character in the Hawthorne novel?
Abigail. I don't know.
Hester.
Demi Moore.
Hester.
It was worn by Demi Moore in one of the worst adaptations of a book ever. I'm convinced Gary Oldman lost a bet and then ended up in that movie. I really. Okay.
Final question.
You can't win, Esmeralda.
All right.
Multiple choice.
Okay.
British slang for unemployment is known as...
Dole.
Being on the dole is correct.
I'm amazed they had no... or was that another song? They had no questions about Sliver. That movie. Wasn't that in this? It was in the...
Was it in Sliver?
Yeah.
I believe it was, yes.
That's terrifying that you remember that.
That's how I know that song.
You know what Red Red Wine is in?
What?
Threesome, which is one of my favorite movies. With Laura Flynn Boyle and Josh Charles and... Stephen Baldwin.
But that's how I know this song, because I remember the video was, you know, just scenes from Sliver.
Is that right? Because this song was before Sliver came out,
well,
so they must
they
have
redid it.
They re-released it when Sliver came. Sliver.
That's so
with a different Baldwin. That movie's got it. So it's I guess the UB40 is associated with the Baldwins.
Yeah. That's what the B stands for.
I remember when they featured two UB40 songs, Glenn Ross.
Oh, and then Young.
Yeah.
It's Alec Baldwin. It's got to be another movie with the Baldwins, because that's what the four is for.
Well, we did also mention Backdraft earlier, and there's
there you go.
Another Baldwin in that. You're going to get the Homicide, the TV show? They used UB40 because Daniel Baldwin's in that.
So UB40 just consists of the Baldwins?
That's it. At your leisure, bro. That's still a story that I tell. I still, you know, Daniel Baldwin. We got to go to the ATM, man. Get some money out, you know, for the crack. How soon do you need to go? At your leisure, bro. People who don't know the story are going, what the hell is he doing? But it's a good story. You got to trust me on this. It's a real good story. My friend Beaver told me that story, by the way. Oh, hey, we're going to have some musicians in. Tomorrow.
UB40.
UB40 is going to be here, everybody. UB40 and the Baldwin brothers. All tomorrow. We'll be back right after this.